I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 12th. Three C-Mart grocery stores, including the one in Quincy, were ordered to pay nearly $1 million in restitution and fines after the Attorney General's office cited the businesses and their owners for wage theft and other worker violations. The AG's office cited the stores with 15 violations, including failure to pay premiums for work performed on Sundays, failure to post minimum wage notices, overtime violations, earned sick time violations, and failing to produce records of daily and weekly hours worked by employees. Healy's investigation into the stores was prompted by a complaint of a worker at the Quincy location. Her office said that none of the stores posted minimum wage notices in any language besides English, despite many workers primarily speaking Chinese. The Boston Public Library is refusing to return a collection of books owned by President John Adams to the city of Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says he was notified this week that the library is refusing his request to return the 3,000 volumes to the city that have been at the Boston Library for over 100 years. The works were given to Boston because Quincy didn't have an appropriate place to house them. Koch wants to create a presidential library to house the publications that belong to Adams. He wants to use $9 million in community preservation money to purchase the Adams Academy and two adjacent vacant properties to create the new library. The plan still needs city council approval. Koch says he's not surprised that the Boston Library refused his request, but he hopes an agreement can be reached out of court. Boston police responding to a Dorchester neighborhood yesterday after somebody found human remains. The discovery was made near a triple-decker on Fuller Street. Homicide detectives were called to the scene. Investigators wore Tyvek suits as they focused on the area alongside the building behind some local businesses. It appears the discovery was made by a person working outside the home. Police said the bones had been there for some time. Didn't say if they were from a man or woman. No information was immediately available about when they were discovered or by whom. The discovery is being treated as an unattended death. Governor Baker got on national stage yesterday to promote the state's progress vaccinating residents against COVID-19 and showcase its newest minor league baseball stadium. Appearing virtually from Polar Park in Worcester ahead of the Worcester Red Sox inaugural home opener yesterday, Baker was among a bipartisan group of governors who shared their state strategies for distributing vaccines and overcoming hesitancy among some residents on the way to the White House's goal of getting 70% of American adults at least one shot by the 4th of July. Baker noted that Massachusetts has already surpassed that mark with 74% of its adult population at least partially vaccinated through its mixed model approach. The state began with a deliberately slow start to prioritize residents most at risk due to COVID-19 before pivoting to high-efficiency mass vaccination sites. Now, with demand easing, Baker's administration is shifting its supply of doses back toward local providers and offering widespread walk-in vaccinations in the hopes of making shots convenient for those who are less eager or have faced barriers to access. The State Department of Public Health says more than 3 million of the state's residents are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In yesterday's daily report, the DPH said about 6.85 million total doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered in the state, which is about 84% of the approximately 8.1 million total vaccine doses that have been shipped to the state. The state also reported an additional 472 confirmed cases yesterday, bringing the statewide total to over 654,000 since the start of the pandemic. But officials did not report any additional deaths yesterday. The state's total stands at 17,344 It marks the first time the state has reported no new confirmed deaths in any given day since June 30th of 2020. Boston Children's Hospital is now offering the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to all of its patients age 12 and older. Yesterday's announcement from the hospital comes a day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized Pfizer's vaccine for emergency use in children age 12 to 15. The hospital also says family members of patients who are eligible to receive a vaccine can be vaccinated at the hospital. Children's is also encouraging patients and families who live outside of Massachusetts to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in their home state as soon as they're eligible. The Pfizer vaccine could begin being administered to children 12 to 15 as soon as Thursday if it's approved by an independent U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention committee known as the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. The committee is expected to meet this morning and give the final seal of approval for use of Pfizer's vaccine in kids as young as 12. Millions of Americans are out of a job, but businesses hurt by the pandemic say they can't find enough workers. At the end of March, the federal government says there were 8.1 million job openings in the United States, a record high. About 1.5 million were here in the Northeast, including Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. The industries which need the most workers are accommodation and food service, state and local government, education and arts, entertainment, and recreation. The figures come after the April jobs report last week fell short of economists' expectations, largely because companies appear unable to find the workers they need, even with the unemployment rate elevated at 6.1%. Tuesday, restaurants and retailers at Patriot Place held the first of two hiring events. Several businesses are looking to fill full and part-time positions. Another hiring event scheduled for today for anybody who missed out. Federal approval was granted yesterday, allowing the nation's first major offshore wind project to be built off the coast of Massachusetts. The Biden administration approved the $2 billion Vineyard Wind Energy Project to begin construction about 12 nautical miles from the coasts of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket in a northern portion of the leased area. Up to 84 wind turbines are approved, with the goal of producing enough energy to power up to 400,000 homes. The project will be the first major offshore wind project in U.S. waters, but not the first. A 5-turbine, 30-megawatt offshore wind farm near Block Island began operating in 2016. Federal officials said the project is expected to create 3,600 area jobs. It is a critical piece of the Biden administration's plan to grow renewable energy in the United States. While the project was approved, Vineyard Wind still must submit reports on the design, fabrication, and installation of the project. Governor Baker said the state should be proud of the federal approval. Well, the USS Constitution is scheduled to get underway from Charlestown Navy Yard on May 21st to celebrate the ship's reopening to the public. The ship will reopen to the public for tours after that underway from 3 to 6 p.m. Normal public visitation will be Friday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That underway will be broadcast live on the U.S. Navy's Facebook page at 10 a.m. on May 21st and will feature demonstrations on climbing, firing a 19th century 24-pound long gun, and using shipboard weaponry. It will conclude with a 21-gun salute viewable from Fort Independence on Castle Island. The Constitution will fire an additional 17-gun salute as she passes the U.S. Coast Guard station in Boston, the former site of the Edmund Hart Shipyard, where Constitution was built and launched in October of 1797. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 473 points. The Nasdaq dropped 12. The S&P shed 36. Global stocks are higher as investors look ahead to U.S. data they worry will show inflation is picking up. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $65 a barrel. In sports, not a good day for Boston teams. The A's beat the Red Sox 3-2. Series continues at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The Heat burn the Celtics 129-121. Boston's in Cleveland tonight at 8 o'clock. Capitals beat the Bruins 2-1. That series continues in Washington Saturday night's game one of the playoffs. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly sunny, breezy, high 65. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 50. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, high 67 degrees. Friday, partly sunny and a high near 70. Maybe an afternoon shower on Saturday, the high of 67. A passing shower Sunday with a high around 70. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, a west wind gusting to 20 knots and a high tide right before 1 p.m. Sunrise at 5:25, sets at 7:55. So again, partly sunny, breezy today. Highs in the mid-60s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 12th.